juvenile custody. Balula spokesperson Ayanda Ali Payne says investigations are continuing to determine the motive for the attack.
The investigations into the motive for the attack continue. The possibility that the minors were acting on the instruction of adults who had malicious intent has not been ruled out.
Eskom has given the assurance that it will not implement load shedding from today until Monday on Reconciliation Day. The power utility says it will continue to use emergency reserves to supplement capacity if necessary over this period. It says the system continues to be vulnerable and load shedding could be implemented at short notice if there is a change on the system. Stage 1 load shedding was terminated at 11 o'clock last night. The DA says it feels vindicated after the High Court in Pretoria dismissed Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's application for leave to appeal the Estina Dairy Farm Project report ruling, which had ordered that she be held partially liable for legal costs. Mkhwebane intends to challenge the High Court ruling at the Supreme Court of Appeal. Earlier this year, Mkhwebane's report on the project was set aside and declared unlawful, unconstitutional and invalid. The Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution and the DA had brought the case against Mkhwebane. The DA's Roy Jackelson.
It means that the public protector now has to go back and reinvestigate various issues relating to the project, especially the allegations of corruption there and the fact that 80 beneficiaries have been sidelined and after 7 years are still not part of that project.
Police are investigating two separate incidents in which two poachers were shot dead and another arrested in the Kruger National Park. Both incidents took place at the Pretoriaskop section, SANPARK spokesperson Ike Patler.
In the first incident, rangers made contact with a group of three suspected poachers. One was arrested and the other two managed to escape. In the second incident, rangers conducting a nocturnal anti-poaching operation made contact with a group of three suspected poachers. Two were fatally wounded and one managed to escape.
And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has dismissed the impeachment charges against him that the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has approved, saying they're a sham and a hoax. It's the final stage before impeachment itself. The BBC's Nadia Tofik reports.
Republicans tried to weaken the charges against President Trump, but Democrats held firm, passing two articles. The first, abuse of power for his efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rival. And the second, obstruction of Congress. The full Democratic-led House will almost certainly vote as early as next week to impeach.
Another look now at your top story at 7. Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula has welcomed the arrest of two teenagers accused of setting 18 trains.